Here to judge.
Welcome to Here to Judge, where we scour the internet to dissect dilemmas and decide who's to blame. Here to judge today is me, Robin Morgan.
Me, Leila Navabi.
And me, Priya Hall.
Am I the arsehole for perpetuating ethnic stereotypes about jorts? We have two workplace cats in one area of our worksite. They add value to the worksite, we all love the cats, and the worksite cat presence is not the issue. One of the cats, brackets Jean, is a tortoiseshell cat we have had for years. The other cat, Jorts, is a large orange cat and a recent addition. Jorts is just kind of a simple guy. For example, Jorts can't open a door even when it's ajar. He shoves it whether he's going in or out, so often he closes the door he's trying to go through. That means he is often trapped inside the place he was trying to exit and meows until he's rescued. My colleague Pam, brackets not her real name, has been spending a lot of time trying to teach Jorts things. The doors thing is the main example. It's a real issue because the cats are fed in a closet and Jorts keeps pushing the door closed. Jean can actually open all the other interior doors since they are a lever-type knob, but she can't open this particular door if she is trapped inside the closet. Tortie Jean is very nice to poor orange Jorts, and she is kept busy letting him in and out of rooms he has trapped himself in, so this seems easy to resolve. I put down a doorstop. Pam then said I was depriving Jorts of the, quote, chance to learn, and kept removing the doorstop. She set up a series of special learning activities for Jorts and tried to put these tasks on the whiteboard of daily team tasks, brackets I erased them. She thinks we need to teach him to clean himself better and how to get out of minor barriers like when he gets a cup stuck in his head, etc. I love Jorts, but he's just dumb as fuck and we can't change that. Don't get me wrong, watching her try to teach Jorts how to walk through a door is hilarious, but Jean got locked in the closet twice last week. Yesterday, I installed a cat cutout thing in the door and Pam started getting really huffy. I made a gentle joke about, quote, you can't expect Jean's tortoiseshell smarts from orange cat Jorts, which made Pam furious, capital letters. She started crying and left the hallway, then sent an email to the group, brackets including volunteers, and went home early. In her email, Pam said I was, quotation, perpetuating ethnic stereotypes by saying orange cats are dumb and is demanding a racial sensitivity training before she will return. I don't think it's relevant, but just in case, Pam is a white person in a mostly minority staff, brackets, and no, she is not ginger, slash does not have red hair. Too long, didn't read. Am I the asshole for enforcing an ethnic stereotype by joking that orange cats are often dumb?
Oh boy.
What's going on?
Pam pulls out an absolute blinder by leaving work because she believes that an orange cat has been racially abused, mm-hmm. and now means that OP needs to go on it. Like when they said, "Oh, Pam is white," I was like, "We know."
Oh, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I think this is quite good because I honestly do believe now that the way to get white people to care about racism is to apply it to animals.
Yeah,
because like, they care about more. They care more about the ethnic prosperity of animals than they do human beings.
100%. Do you remember when they were all kicking off about black cats? There was that thing where people were saying you should make an effort to adopt black cats because black cats are the ones that get adopted least.
What about black human children get other ones to get adopted least?
Maybe the people who are adopting cats shouldn't be adopting children as a...
That's true also. I think that there's something in this.
Yeah, I think it's not being a knob by stealth, isn't it? It's sort of tricking people into being good people.
Like imagine if Ricky Gervais cared about human beings as much as he cares about his stupid little animals. Mm.
We do know how you feel about animals, so I'm not sure you can be 100% unbiased about this.
And we know how you feel about Ricky Gervais.
Yeah,
I mean, what can I say?
What are the units for a tortoiseshell cat and what are the units for an orange cat, please?
Same.
Oh, okay.
I'm not racist!
Okay.
I'm not racist. Do cats have ethnicities? Because in my head, the colour of a cat's fur is the same as like the colour of a human being's hair.
Yeah.
It would rather than the colour of its skin.
Oh, wait. No, but... So my cat has like a flat face, and that's not just his fur.
Yes. But I don't think this is... this is just a ginger cat.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's just got ginger hair.
Yeah, so if you shave both of these cats, they'd be exactly the same.
They'd be the same. That's what they should do.
Shave the cats.
Shave the cats.
Shave the cats in the workplace.
Shave the cats. Drop the beat, Robin.
Shave the cats! Today was presented by...
After it gone... Oh, let's have the update.
An update.
I was going to say the pup date, if you will, but it's cats. Absolutely. Why would you call a cat Jorts?
I'm wondering this. And Jean seems like a very formal name for a cat. Update. I just met with HR. She had already met with Pam. HR was concerned about Pam's comparing ethnic stereotypes with giving a cat a doorstop, and they addressed that, which went well. HR will follow up to make sure Pam understands. Brackets. The replies to my query were helpful to me for this discussion. Mm-hmm. HR also addressed Pam assigning other staff jorts-related tutoring, as it is not appropriate for Pam to assign others work. This also went well. We both think Pam had a hard time with the transition from volunteer to staff and may have new kid sensitivity projected to jorts. Pam got emotional about her perception that I favour Jean over jorts and gave specific examples. Some of these things are fair. Jorts deserve respect. Jorts deserves respect as a member of our team. Sure. The cat's presence greatly enhances our work with our clients, and Jorts' friendly nature has been so great. Both cats truly are doing important work. Truly, Jorts deserves to be treated with respect. We all deserve to be treated with dignity at work, so I will apologise to Jorts about some of the things that were insensitive or disrespectful. What workplace is this?
What is it?
I have no idea what they do.
A. Jean has a nice cat bed with her name on it, while Jorts has chosen an old boot tray in my office with a towel in it. Recently, a visitor put wet boots in the boot tray, and Pam saw Jorts sleeping on the wet boots.
I'm Jorts.
Pardon?
I think I'm Jorts.
You think you might be Jorts?
Yeah.
Okay, who's Jean? Of me and Robin, who's Jean? And who is Pam?
I think I'm Pam.
Oh no, you're Pam.
No, I think I'm HR. Sweet white Pam. Sweet innocent Pam.
I'm happy to be Jean in this situation. She has a nice cat bed. I bought a bed for Jorts today and a name tag has been ordered. B! I will apologise to Jorts and remove the sign saying, days since Jorts had a trash can mishap. 0. Jorts likes to fish dirty paper cups out and he often falls into the bin or gets a cup stuck in his head, etc. Brackets. He is able to get out of the bin by tipping it over, so it isn't a safety issue. C! Jean's staff bio has a photo of Jean. Well, Jorts' bio. Why do they have... Like on Outlook, like they've got email addresses.
Fucking Jorts' email sig has like he, him and his fucking his signature.
Jorts' bio actually has a photo of a sweet potato. I did not actually know...
I hate this company so much.
This guy says, I did not actually know either cat had a staff bio, but we will use a photo of Jorts instead of a sweet potato. HR also suggested changing Pam's duty so she is in charge of the cats. This I refused. The cats are my staff, not Pam's. I think Pam was well-intended, but actually not meeting the needs of either Jean or Jorts, so they remain under my supervision. Brackets. Pam is also not to put cups on Jorts' head or intentionally put him into frustrating situations given his unique needs. Lastly, and this made us both laugh so hard, we can't deal with it in person and will be said via email. Pam admits that she has been putting margarine on Jorts in an attempt to teach him to groom himself better.
No.
This may explain the diarrhea problem Jean developed, brackets, which required a vet visit. Pam is not to apply margarine to any of her co-workers. Jean has shown she is willing to be in charge of helping Jorts stay clean. If this task becomes onerous for Jean, we can have a groomer help. I am crying laughing typing this. She's been putting margarine on a cat.
I was doing a face mask the other day, a clay face mask, and I had like a dollop of it in my hand, and I was just, and Biff came in, and I forgot I had a dollop of it on my hand, and so I grabbed him, and then what I realised is I had a clay mask on him. And I didn't know what to do. And so it like dried on him.
Does he look so refreshed?
No, he looks the opposite because I had to then brush it out of him. But that bit of fur is all stuck together in a clump. So
he's got a clump.
He's got a clump now.
At least he hasn't got oily margarine.
No, that's so disgusting.
You know, they say that like cats always land on their feet and toast always lands butter side up. That's like a real big science experiment of which is going to work more now with margarine on it and see which
I wonder, what do you think?
What do I think of what? Putting margarine on a cat?
No!
I'm against.
No. They put in the cat, the margarine on the cat, and then if they threw the cat out of a window, would it land on its feet or its back?
I think the cat would almost certainly die and Pam would be in HR straight away. She'd have a lot of questions to answer.
Pamela. I love the idea that we've given you this as like a secret reading aptitude test.
It's so long.
Like the idea that Joseph
did really well.
Like
thank
you. Did really well, but it's one of those things that... Did you ever have this in school? Once in my school, they made all the brown children do, we had to write, they were like, we've got a special task for all of you. You've got to write a page about your life, like about yourself, and call it About Me. And we were like, oh, we're the chosen ones. And it fucking turned out it was a government scheme to see how well children, it wasn't brown children, I think it was like children of mixed ethnicities were at school.
It's not ideal.
But we were all top of the class, so it was quite funny, really. Which is why we all thought that we were like
the cream of the crop.
The cream of the crop, and they just wanted us to write essays. But that's... Did you ever have stuff like that? That you had to do, like,
I had to join a group called Squad Sgwenni, which is Welsh for a writing squad.
Sgwenni?
Squad Sgwenni. A scrivenni.
Sgwenni.
A scrivenni.
Right?
Sgwenni.
Why Sgwenni? Isn't it Sgwenni?
Because they wanted it to go with squad, which is not a Welsh
word. That's not how it works, though.
Yeah. I'm very aware that Squad Sgwenni was not a legit endeavour.
Imagine joining a writing squad and the title of writing squad is shit.
Oh, we had that discussion. Day one.
Right. Mm. Anyway, go on. And that was for brown children who needed help.
Not necessarily brown children.
Did you not have that?
No, I was the only brown kid in my school. I would have been the only person in that group.
Yeah.
What a shit squad.
I think Squad Sgwenni was a fucking...
Do you think it was them trying to trick me?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think it was.
That is a great shame.
What was the initial question on this? Am I the arsehole for racially profiling a cat?
Yeah, I think so. Am I the arsehole for perpetuating ethnic stereotypes about jorts?
Sure.
It doesn't say cats in the title because they were like, you're going to want to know more about the jorts.
Everyone knows jorts.
I'll cover the jorts thing soon.
What do you think about jean shorts? Like, for white people?
I feel like I've worn jean shorts in my life.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Jorts. But I feel like jean shorts, like, you know those, like, super, like, not, you know, which sort of...
Denim hot pants.
I have both worn denim hot pants and board shorts.
Have you
denim...
worn board shorts?
Yeah, when I was 13. When I was 13, for a whole summer, I wore nothing but jorts every day.
Do you know they used to tell me in school I looked like Mowgli when I was little?
Yeah, I had that.
They were like, which Disney princess are you? And this girl in my school went
Jasmine.
And this girl went Layla's Mowgli. But I don't disagree with her. I don't.
Bleak.
Well, that is bleak. Anyway, who's the arsehole?
Who's the arsehole?
Jorts.
I think Jean is the arsehole. Jean's getting away way too easily in this.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Jean's been sabotaging jorts.
Putting cats on his head.
So that a white lady spreads margarine on him and Jean gets some free margarine.
I'm really excited for my one.
Okay.
Can we do it?
I guess we're done with jorts.
I just read the title and I really want to do it now.
Okay.
Can we do it?
Should we do final verdicts on this?
Yeah, and then they can put the sting after it.
I think Jean's the arsehole.
Here to judge. Next one. That's what almost happens after it, because I listen to our podcast.
Who do you think is the arsehole?
Oh, Jean.
Pam.
What a little contrarian. The arsehole for telling my aunt to flash those tits for a family group photo. This is really... I am what you can call fat. Working on it, but still a long way to go. I've always been large and I've always had what you call a baby face. It's something I've been bullied for growing up, so it's a sensitive topic in general. My aunt is an individual who likes to get her way. If she doesn't, she will push until it goes her way. She is also the kind of person who likes jokes at others' expenses, but never her own. If someone jokes about her, she'll be sulky or tell them off. I'm not fond of her, due to being a target of her many jokes over the years, mainly for being big. So, we were celebrating my granddaughter's birthday this weekend. Everyone vaccinated, DW. Don't worry about that. And all my... Tell that to Omicron. Is it Omicron?
Omicron.
I like to call it Omicron, even though that's not what it's called. Anyway. Everyone vaccinated, don't worry. And all my extended family were there. My aunt was hosting. Everyone except my sister, who, just last week, had a baby. She had an infection and was still at the hospital and could not attend, which is a great shame because my nephew was the first great-grandchild. So it was decided we would send her a copy of our yearly family photo. When we were setting up the shoot, my aunt said that she had planned something. She comes out with a big toddler cap and a pacifier, saying that I should wear it and use the pacifier, and use the pacifier sitting in the front as a fun gesture to my sister. I was pretty horrified and said, "No way." My aunt just replied, "Yes, you will. It will be fun." When I said no a second time, this time with emphasis, she raised her voice saying, "Don't be difficult. Come on, put it on." My mother just sighed and said to just indulge her, knowing my aunt will push until I do. Well, here is the thing. I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, "I'll do it if you go topless and pretend to breastfeed me." Everyone went quiet. My aunt's eyes went wide and just said, "Excuse me," in a very offended tone. I followed up with a, "Come on, flash those tits." And all hell broke loose. My cousins giggling, my mother and aunt stood choking with their mouths open. Choking with their mouths open. Why are they choking? What are they choking on? My aunt's husband shouted out, "What the fuck did you just say to my wife? Get the fuck out of my house." More than happy to comply, I took my car keys and left, accidentally leaving my parents with a $60 cab bill since I was their Lyft. When they came home, my mum was furious and said she had never been more embarrassed and I needed to apologise, which I just shook my head at, saying, "I won't. She deserved it, in my opinion." She grounded me, not that she can, since I am 18 plus. And has not spoken to me since. My aunt also kicked me out of our WhatsApp group and Facebook group. I need an outside perspective on things. So there you have it. Am I the arsehole for telling my aunt to flash her tits?
What an insane response to being bullied.
Mm.
Get your tits out for the lads, lads being all of your family.
I think it's really funny.
Would you do this?
Get my tits out.
No, would it be your immediate response to your aunt if she was being a bare limb to be like,
it would not, but I always put my foot in it by saying really weird things.
Get your tits out so you can breastfeed me.
No, but do you know what I mean? Sometimes you just say things and you're like, why have I... No?
Not to this degree.
I mean, I wouldn't tell my aunt to get her tits out and breastfeed me, no.
Also the uncle's reaction. "What did you just say to my wife?"
Yeah, that's so weird, isn't it?
"What the fuck did you say to my wife? Get the fuck out of my house."
That's, like, dramatised, surely. Yeah. That's based on a true story.
And that is how I would react if someone said...
Is it?
"Get your tits out so you can breastfeed me."
What, you'd say,
"Get the fuck out of my house.
Don't talk to my wife like that."
Yes, I would. And they'd be like, "You don't have a wife." And I'd be like, "Well...
That's my wife!
That's my wife!"
And they'd be like, "Yeah, you've got to stop talking about your cat like that. Exactly. It's getting weird." Have you ever told your cat to get his tits out?
No. I do every night before he goes to sleep. I sing, "Get your tits out for the lads, for the lads." But he's not awake when that happens, so it doesn't count, right?
Does he?
That's worse. That's like harassment.
What do you mean? He's asleep.
That's unconscious harassment. That's worse. That's like you're trying to hypnotise him. Did you ever try and hypnotise your parents when you were little?
No.
I definitely did. When you're little, I used to, like, I'd go in the room and I'd be like, "Tomorrow."
Oh my god.
"You want me?" Do you not ever do that when you were little? I used to go into my parents' room when they were sleeping, when they were like seven. When I was seven, and I'd go, "Tomorrow, you're gonna make sparkball." And then I'd walk away.
You could just ask them when they were awake. That's not like...
No, but I wouldn't...
An unreasonable request.
I think what had happened is I'd watched Darren Brown when I was like seven. Sure. And I was like, I need to subconsciously program my parents to do things I want them to do.
Are you worried your kids are doing this to you, Robin?
Do you ever wake up and your children are just staring into your face?
It's happened a couple of times.
But there you
and then
are.
I just have this insatiable urge to cook spag bol the next day.
What's that like?
Did your parents ever cook spag bol?
Yeah, loads.
Do you reckon they were just awake and they were like, "Oh, we'll fucking play along with it"?
I mean, it's an easy one. He's now what we know.
I used to love doing stuff like that. I was so weird. I was such a weird child. Tomorrow we will have spag bol.
People are going to use that word.
To hypnotise somebody into making, a very common, delicious meal.
Yeah, they absolutely would have made for you if you just asked for it.
I don't know. You don't know my parents.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's a weird line in the sand to draw.
Having to think of what to make for dinner is, the biggest stress of my day. So that would be really helpful as, as the day before having a little whisper.
Just get a 7-year-old to come and whisper it to you as you sleep.
How would I procure that service without ending up in some sort of trouble?
Children, you should tell your children, listen, every night, you just come into the room and whisper while I'm asleep what you want for dinner, and I will then intuitively know what to make you.
If you can pre-order the menu for tomorrow by whispering it in my ear.
Yeah.
But you'll have to whisper it in their ears to subconsciously plant.
Yeah. And any allergies, whisper that in the other ear. It's so weird.
Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. Auntie's tits. Da-da-da, auntie's tits.
Auntie's tits.
She is. Morrison's.
Do you get a postal order at this time? Is it an Amazon Prime now?
No, delivery Morrison's. I have nothing else to say about tit woman, do you? Or tit man?
I've got loads more to say.
Oh, go on, go then.
Go on, Robin.
Auntie lady, I feel like, is an awful person. I feel like bullying one of her nephews or nieces by bringing out props to humiliate somebody.
Yeah, and making them dress as a baby feels like a weird...
And then for his mum or her mum to say, do it, you know what she's like...
Yeah, weird.
It's weird.
I think it's definitely
a weird family.
Yeah, 100%.
I would give literally anything to be at one of their family reunions.
Oh yeah, totally. If you sort of started dating into that family but weren't really involved, you'd be like, this is fucking great.
How would you deal with this? Would you apologise? I'm sorry for saying to get your tits out, or would you just never speak?
I would never speak to them again, yeah.
Yeah, no, I couldn't speak to them again. I couldn't. I simply couldn't.
He's out of the Facebook and WhatsApp groups. That feels like a proper, petty... She's a Karen, isn't she? She's a Pam.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite that's like an eviction. It's like, that's very Davina McCall. Being like, get your stuff and pack away and say goodbye.
You're going.
You're leaving the Big Brother house. Yeah. Anyway, auntie's tits.
Yeah. Who's the arsehole and who's the tits?
I think they're both probably arseholes, but I think the auntie's more of an arsehole. Because she manufactured the situation.
Yeah, she fired first, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think auntie asshole, nephew or niece, not asshole.
It was written in the stars.
It was.
Get your tits out.
Alliteration.
My aunt.
Here to judge. Am I the asshole for quitting on the spot when we were understaffed and making my manager cry? I worked at a clothes shop. The shop is divided into men's, women's and children's clothes. I always worked women's, and on the weekdays I was always the only employee in that entire section. Yesterday, myself and two other employees clocked into our shifts. My manager, Lisa, pulled me aside and told me, "Your dad's called the shop 5 times asking for your rota. Please tell him to stop." I got extremely confused because that didn't even sound like something my dad would do. I even texted him and he said he never called the shop once. I had a bad feeling and asked Lisa if she gave my dad my rota, and that she said she did. I then told her that wasn't my dad and she had no right telling a strange man my rota. She got annoyed and told me it wasn't a big deal and I was being dramatic. I then quit on the spot, which only left her and two other employees to watch the entire shop. She kept apologising and even burst into tears because they were understaffed. Am I the arsehole?
No.
Wow.
No, leave. Someone's after you.
That's so odd.
Yeah.
Who is it? This should be the least their concern. There's someone that's trying to kill this person.
And also, she burst into tears because they were understaffed, not because she just, put one of her employees at fucking risk.
Yeah, that's... Imagine.
This is bleak, but not that uncommon, especially if you're working in hospitality. When I worked in a restaurant, people used to ask my boss what time I was finishing.
Oh, God.
So they could, follow you home?
I don't know. Or if they could, be like, what a good
chirps.
And I'd be like, I've just been serving curry for 8 hours
That's
straight.
That's horrible. No, the harassing of like people in there when they can't escape and their job is terrible.
Yeah, and you have to be like, mm-hmm, maybe.
Is that what you have to do? Did you do that?
No, I always said no. it was usually through quite a lot of sweat and covered in curry. So
yeah.
Someone once wrote their number for me on a naan bread. I think I've already said that on this podcast.
No, you haven't. I
you
remember
haven't.
That.
That's insane. What, in pen?
On a naan bread.
With a curry or with a...
Oh, no, with a pen.
And what did you do then?
What do you think I did? I put the naan bread in the bin.
That feels like racially microaggressive.
Well, in fairness to them, naan bread was the only thing you could really write on. Unless you wanted to write it very small on a grain of rice. It was a curry house.
I feel like if they could write it on a poppadom without it cracking, I'd be like, that's like a Squid Game style challenge.
Is, yeah. Oh my god.
And the prize is you get to deal with my nonsense for one date.
Yeah.
No. Wow. On a naan bread. I was impressed. I did throw the naan bread in the bin, but...
Did you take a picture?
I didn't.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
I don't think this person is an asshole.
No. They quit their job because their boss gave away their personal details. Not an asshole.
The boss is a piece of shit.
Like they always are.
Indeed.
Listen next week to hear about your boss being a piece of shit. Write into us. Tell us if you want us to judge you. Thank you and good night.
Bye.
What's Robin going to say?
Boss is shit.
That was more singing than I did on the musical.
Here to judge. This has been a Little Wonder production. Music from Rodri Viney. Logo artwork from Sam Roberts. Voice from Melanie Walters. With special thanks to Beth Forrest, Steve Pickup, Sam Roberts, Henry Widdicombe and Joe Williams. Other podcasts from Little Wonder include I Wish I Was an Only Child and Welcome to Spooktown. Subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.